The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat. It's where it's at.
5:33. I'm back to help Paul out. I got a message here. There is a semi blocking I-90 eastbound at the Zoo Drive exit. Do tourists is exit and get right back on. So that's part of your commute. How is the Roundup Road coming in?
It's slick, but I mean, you know, when you've traveled that road as much as I have, you've seen every condition, and you got to be careful. Right. There's some fog. There's a lot of fog out there.
Okay.
So you got to watch the fog. Plow was heading north when I went out, when I came in this morning. So it's slick. You know, if you have all-wheel drive, use AWD. That's what it means.
Right.
All-wheel drive.
I didn't use cruise today.
Well, really.
Jeez.
So it's not, it wasn't too bad, but it's slick. I mean, there's slick stuff. You know, we haven't had a lot of it, so
no,
got to get used to it again.
Folks, I'm so proud of my partner. First of all, the Battle of New Orleans took place on this date in 1814. So I played that. And this is Elvis's birthday. And I like to play Elvis songs that are my favorite Elvis songs. And Promised Land was a remake of a Chuck Berry song that I always liked. Elvis was the original Not Your Song Guy. He'd hear somebody else's song on the radio, thought he could sing it better, generally did. Did you know that Elvis was a twin?
So you are feeling better. So what you're saying is you're feeling better. Folks, what Wilson... So, how much snow did you get? How are the cows? You know, Elvis was a twin. He's feeling better.
I am. Still ain't 100%, but yeah. Without going into the details.
So today's not quite smothered burrito, double the refried beans with Diablo chili.
I spent this much in bars this weekend.
Okay.
I spent $5 for a Blizzard. And $9.95 for a wrap at Jimmy John's. That's all the things I eat for 3.5 days.
Mm. Oh, good. Elvis was a twin. Did his other twin live?
No, yeah. No, stillborn to death.
Mm, yeah.
Hey, back in those days, childbirth killed a lot of moms.
Mm-hmm. Well, I told you the story about my watch the other day, and the guys, both his wives died, and just the way it was back then. Well, now that the storm is getting to the midsection and heading to the east.
Let me guess. Getting serious?
It's going to get headlines. Could bring up to a foot of snow and freezing rain across some communities of New England. Boo-hoo. Sending residents scurrying to pull out their shovels and snow blowers.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to see the weather, and it's really actually honestly been months, if not years, since I turned the weather channel on. Mm-hmm. But I was laying there in agony, and I wanted to see what the storm was going to bring, so I went to the weather channel, and down by Fort Lauderdale, they had a couple of Category 0 twisters. And these two guys talking about it were giddy. Oh, I told you, this is going to be a bad season for us.
Mm-hmm. 11,000 California customers were without power. They had snow up in the Sierra Nevadas. Oh, that's funny. I was out of power last week, and I didn't even have a storm.
Right.
So, let's see here. Through Kansas, places like that. Here you go. Hundreds of flights at Logan International Airport. That's in Boston. Delayed. And those flights are the ones that have residual throughout the country, because when things are screwy on the East Coast, folks, it affects all us out here. That's where our planes come from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they fly in all over the place. That was one thing great about last year's Flakes trip, is that the plane we were on landed in Denver, and the plane to Cancun was the same plane, and we were in the same seats. We could have left everything there if we'd have known that.
Mm-hmm.
And just went out and came back in, and that plane went to Cancun. But there's going to be delays. The big storm going to hit eastern Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, part of the Texas Panhandle, maybe up to 12 inches of snow there. Wind gust 35 to 45 miles an hour. So Flagstaff, 4 to 8 inches of snow. A lot of people don't realize that about Flagstaff. Flagstaff gets winter.
Right. Well, they're higher elevation.
I've never been to Flagstaff.
Me neither.
Never been there. Don't know what it's like. Guess there's mountains around the area and stuff, but Grand Canyon National Park was closed due to weather-related crashes. Now, there's a road you don't want to go off of. The one by the Grand Canyon, all right?
You know, honey, you're right. Maybe I will slow it down.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to hit those curves. Nevada, the wind chill dropped to 32 degrees. You're not going to hear much about global warming and climate change this week. It won't fit the narrative, so you won't hear much about that. Massachusetts, Rhode Island, winter storm warning. Rhode Island's about the size of Yellowstone County. They got ice in North Carolina and Virginia. So it's causing some problems, and it'll move out in about a week. That's usually what happens. Looks like ours is going to do the same. Move out in about a week. We're going to get cold here, no doubt about it. 15 below Friday night into Saturday morning. So that means some areas will be 20, 25 below. Shepherd, Huntley, low-lying areas. Saturday 1, Saturday night 11 below, and then Sunday we start a warming trend. We really, long-term, Sunday, we start a long-term warming trend, 20s, 30s, 40s, 80s, the week after that. There I go again. Sorry, it's not that time yet. By the way, the document party's tomorrow night for you folks that are going on a Flakes trip. So that'll be tomorrow. Carol's not going to be able to make it tomorrow night. She hurt her ankle, so she called me and said, don't worry, we can handle it.
Yeah.
And Ron will be there. Billy will be there. Okay. You know, we'll have AAA people there for documents.
I can't remember last time I saw Billy.
Yeah. So. Hey, that knowing what you're doing story, though, that should scare you folks. They do.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that that commented on my article about that's what led to that. The thing we had last week where we were talking about power out and then those Generac commercials show up all over my Facebook. And then later in the day, we talked about Alaska cruises and bam, within 2 minutes, Mark's got ads on Alaska cruises on Facebook that should scare the hell out of you. They're listening. They know.
They're listening. Well, and the thing is, for most of us, yeah, it perturbs us, but we're not up to anything.
Yeah. Your cars know. Your TV sets know.
Mm-hmm.
They know. So they're listening. They are listening. Friday, I ran up to Lewistown. I had to get some parts for my Ranger. So after I got done feeding and everything after lunch, I thought, you know, I'm going to whip up there. I whipped up to Lewistown, picked up some parts. And I thought I was drinking because I'm getting to Lewistown, folks, and I look off to the right, and there's about a 2,500-pound camel standing there on the side of the road.
I got a picture of him.
Did you see that camel?
Yeah, we talked about that, actually.
I knew it. There's a camel there. That's folks, that is a BAC, and I'm not talking the Billings Animal Club or whatever. No. That is a big camel.
Somebody with money wanted one, bought one, moved it to Lewistown, then the guy died, and where it's at now is the vet's place.
That's a huge camel.
Mm-hmm.
I looked over and I said, oh, there's a camel. What? A camel? Yep, a camel. Which makes you wonder why they named the cigarettes camels.
Don't know much about cigarettes.
Remember the old camel cigarette packs had a picture of a camel on it. Mm-hmm. They named them camels. And the camels don't smoke.
I'd walk a mile for a camel.
Yeah. Mark likes the fact that camels can store a lot of what they drink in those humps and then need it when necessary. So,
Mostly just water, actually.
If you're into the final round of the century, which takes place in Hawaii, and you're watching it, well, you've got it there. So, yeah, there's a BA. That's a huge camel. You know, there's people up there in Lewistown. I wrote an article about this a few weeks ago. There's people up there in Lewistown that have signs up that don't want that new business.
They're not ready for it. They don't have the infrastructure, the housing, none of that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, some don't want it. Well, I get it. Remember years ago when they were going to, they were talking about putting the big super collider
north
of Billings? and where they race those atoms around that tunnel network and smash them, you know. There were a lot of people that didn't want that either. Farmers and ranchers that had that would have that big tunnel thing going through their...
Well, and wasn't that going to go to Butte for a while, too?
Yeah, I'm not sure. But they didn't want it either. So it's probably a lot of hungover people today. There wasn't really much to do watching the Grizz South Dakota game than to sit there and talk about your Christmas. And
I have great news for Grizz fans. If you make it all the way back through to the championship game next year, there's a lot of guys on South Dakota State that are going to graduate and go play in the NFL.
Yeah.
That was a good-looking football team.
Oh, yeah. Their defense is tough.
Mm-hmm.
Tough. So I was running feed up to the Bulls, and I'm listening to the game on the radio, and the guy, oh, God, what's his name, Guernsey or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we'll just see as we get to the end of the game. If South Dakota goes through the type of conditioning and work that these Grizz, so when they get to the end of the game, if they will wither like our other opponents have in those overtime games.
So you've seen the game. What do you think? Mm. You know, what needed to happen is the Grizz needed to convert those first two turnovers and get up on them a couple touchdowns. And then hope for a couple of more turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, when they're just trying to kill clock, South Dakota State, that number 22, who the TV announcers think is going to the NFL, 220 pounds and just a steamroller.
Yeah. They probably flew back last night, I would imagine, after the game.
Well, I don't know if you know this about Montana politics, and same with South Dakota. But if your teams make it to the championship game, you have to go to the game. Christy Noem was there. Gianforte was there. John Tester was there.
John Tester was there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, John Tester. You know, I thought about John Tester over the weekend because I see his ads popping up all over, you know. And, I mean, this guy is like Daniel Boone, the way they are portraying him.
You're right.
And everybody knows he's not.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, for the first time in America, Montana is finally, we are finally going to have a save, or a say, excuse me, in the direction of the country.
Mm-hmm.
We're all tied up now, pretty much in the Senate. And Kamala Harris has been breaking these ties in the Senate. In fact, I think she has voted more to break ties in the Senate than any vice president in history, because it's that close.
Right.
And usually, folks, us redneck Montana people, hardworking, we're irrelevant in the scope of politics nationwide.
You're right.
By the time our polls close in Montana, usually, a lot of times, we already know who's going to be elected president.
Mm-hmm.
And we close at 8 o'clock. Well, this time, we're going to be significant because John Tester is in a pretty tight race, and this is for control of the Senate. So we have to make sure we save America. We this election, more than any other that I can remember for a long time, and I've been voting since 1980 in presidential elections, this time more than any other, Montana is going to have a significant impact on the direction of America.
Okay.
With that one guy. With one guy, Tester, because it's so close, things could be 50-50, things could be 51-50. And finally, we're going to have some relevance in the direction of America in this race.
Well, that'll be a big one to watch then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's huge. Huge. And that's why they're going to put millions of dollars in it. Hundreds and hundreds of millions into these races.
Well, they've got all this money. It's not their money. It's PAC money. It's dark money, which Tester was against.
Mm-hmm.
But ads in Montana cost so small compared to what they cost in bigger cities.
Mm-hmm. So finally, we're gonna be important. Finally, we're going to have a say. Finally, we're going to be able to choose which direction we want things to go. Well, checking the headlines today.
Join us at the Roadside Event Center for unforgettable weekly entertainment. Every Friday night, come hungry and savor our delectable prime rib dinner. Wednesdays at the Roadside are now Wilson Wednesdays, a night dedicated to our esteemed regular, Mark Wilson. Also enjoy steak night every Wednesday and get in on a bingo session or two. For music lovers, head to Blue Cat for an electrifying karaoke night. Don't miss out on the fun. Roadside Event Center in Huntley. Come experience the best of Roadside.
More bad news, folks, for our test scores. We talk about it a lot. Less than half of Montana third graders are able to read at that grade appropriate level.
At third grade.
We've already lost them at third grade. Now, I know a lot of other states are going back now to phonics, using phonics to teach kids to read. Educators agree that reaching third grade level proficiency is a key milestone in the trajectory of a student in classroom and beyond. Well, no kidding. If you start behind when you're in third grade at age 7 or 8, you're in big trouble. Studies show that students who don't hit that mark are 4 times more likely to drop out of high school and earn lower salaries. Now, folks, I've brought this up for 20 years. Academic standards, we have none. No. We have to change this. I asked Governor Gianforte about that. He gave me the name of his educational director, and I thought, well, you're the governor. You put pressure on him. Comprehensive early education services that focus on literacy, one of the best ways to get children up for success, according to a report, as children's brains are rapidly developing the first 5 years of life. Exactly. You know, a lot of that brain development, folks, comes from home, too, in their first 5 years of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to get them coloring books. You have to read to them.
Interact with them.
All those kind of things when you're young. The educational, this should scare the hell out of people. The educational landscape for the youngest Montanans is pretty bleak. Montana, you know, is one of only 6 states without a public preschool. My kids didn't have public preschool, and they did fine.
Yeah.
I've got an orthopedic surgeon, got a chemical engineer, got a respiratory therapist running things
because
at the Mayo.
Mom and Dad were involved at home.
Yeah. John playing video games. But actually, John's going to wrap up his schooling here pretty quick, so that's good. Business, marketing, accounting. Passage of House Bill 352, legislative session lawmakers hope to close the gap. The law, this is what the law will do. It will create, using methodology, to determine whether a four-year-old is on track to reach proficient reading levels or not by the third grade. Developing a framework for summer jumpstart programs to close literacy gaps in elementary schools. Now, this is the thing. So why do we need to close these literacy gaps? What have we done or what are we doing that we changed so dramatically over the last 25 years to where now our kids can't read when before they could? And by the way, keep in mind, all those years and years ago, we had 30 and 40 kids in a classroom.
Mm-hmm.
They're recommending home-based programs operated by an outside nonprofit that parents can use in the household. The rules are largely a product of the Early Literacy Advisory Council. The first proposed rule focuses on creating standards for the evaluation methodology used to assess these kids. A list of literary skills that should be reasonably grasped by a student in order to be considered on track. I wonder what those are.
Mm.
Do you know what delete is? Do you know what download is?
How do I restart my computer?
Do you know what scan is? Oral language and alphabet knowledge for four-year-olds and pre-kindergarten students. Local school districts would use these benchmarks to screen students. We never used to need benchmarks. The teachers told you if your student was failing or behind.
Yeah.
Used a red pen to correct the papers.
Well, but that started hurting people's feelings.
All that kind of stuff. You used to be called in. Look, your son is failing, and unless he gets his crap together, we're not moving him on. Does not happen anymore. We never seem to use the things that we know work. I don't know why, but we don't. It'd be interesting to pick a year. Go back to, say, 1980 and see how many third graders could read effectively at a third grade level in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
and where we are now. Dramatically changed. Dramatically changed. Now, this group needs to approve the rules by March so schools can offer the screenings. My teacher knew if I could read or not. I didn't need a special group, a special council, a special...
Join us at the Roadside Event Center for unforgettable weekly entertainment. Every Friday night, come hungry and savor our delectable prime rib dinner. Wednesdays at the Roadside are now Wilson Wednesdays, a night dedicated to our esteemed regular, Mark Wilson. Also enjoy steak night every Wednesday and get in on a bingo session or two. For music lovers, head to Blue Cat for an electrifying karaoke night. Don't miss out on the fun. Roadside Event Center in Huntley. Come experience the best of Roadside.
A special bunch of individuals that had been trained to just think, my teacher could tell my mother and father he's not doing his work. He's behind. He's not where he should be.
Right.
The teacher knew that. And she knew that by grades. He can't read. We do comprehension tests every week. Every week. Every week. And you had to comprehend 70% of what. I guess now teachers aren't able to tell parents whether or not their kids are doing well or not. We need things like the BPE to tell them. As of last year, folks, only 43% of our third graders were considered proficient in reading by third grade. Now, the programs that they want to set up, they're going to be voluntary. Voluntary programs. So even if the kid is not doing well, not going to have to take the program if they don't want. But we've changed education a lot in the last 40, 50 years. We're seeing the results of it now throughout the country. We know what kind of soldiers have been groomed and created, and it's going to hurt us. Our future scientists, engineers, people like that, professionals, the pool is shrinking. Mm-hmm. The pool is shrinking. And of course, folks, you know, money is always the answer. Money is always the answer. Money wasn't the answer when I was had to sit down and read Planet of the Apes. So my dad was so pissed off, I got a bad score. He pulled out that old Planet of the Apes book, and it was like the original Planet of the Apes. And it was a orange hard. He said, here, sit down and you read that. I hated reading. I still hate reading books today.
And that affected me later in life with all the Harry jokes.
All right. I learned more about Mark's family and ancestry than I ever had before by reading Planet of the Apes. But a lot of this comes from home. Notice how so many of these problems all come from home.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these problems, folks, all come from home. Crime comes from home. Drug use comes from home. These kids on the streets come from home. So many of these problems come from home. Not being able to read, stuff like that. A lot of these problems come from home. I feel sorry for educators. They're dealing with a lot of different things now. But a lot of these problems come from home. No discipline comes from home. Broken marriages comes from home. Hit and runs by a lot of these fathers out there, leave these single mom, comes from, you know, just the breakdown of our moral fabric has contributed to a lot of these problems. There is no doubt about that. Look at the signs over the weekend. I watch in the news that show up in these stores that they're advertising for a massive shoplifting day at this store, and the signs are posted all over. Break windows, grab as much as you can, and run at this time. They're putting these up all over. And, of course, in this country, we have rules that protect them, the $900 rule in California, things like that. The moral fabric of this country has deteriorated so greatly that it's adverse results of all of this are now being seen, whether it's reading, whether it's crime, whether it's illegitimate children among certain groups in America that are just through the roof. We've seen it all. What's it going to take to change it? I don't know. I don't know if you can. It's been accepted. It's been celebrated in some cases. Even Dr. Garcia, when he came in, you know, we talk about these kids from broken homes and things and so far falling behind and no place to go. And, you know, how do you educate them? It's tough. It's awful now. It's awful. America's deteriorated that way. And it can The only way you can start to fix it is to start replacing the people who are responsible for it.
Mm-hmm. And that's not going to happen.
No. And that's going to be tough. But we do have a chance here in Montana to have some relevance and an impact nationwide with our Senate election. This year more than ever that mm-hmm. I've seen before.
I agree.
So, and I was going to tell you about the airplane door that flew off of an airplane as we get closer to the Flakes trip, but I'll save that for news. Their stock, by the way, has been going down.
It was shocking.
Yep, so we'll cover that later.
Okay, first news coming up.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.